From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. New video has emerged of some of Friday night's bloodbath in Paris, where Islamic State claims it was behind multiple coordinated terrorist attacks that killed at least 129, wounded 352. The video was taken outside the Bataclan concert hall, where the terrorists killed at least 89 people attending a rock concert. Police were seen caught in a gun battle with some of the terrorists.
Ce qui s'est produit hier.
French President François Hollande called what happened Friday night an act of war against the country, fearing organizers may be planning more attacks. Six sites across Paris were attacked, including restaurants and a football stadium. Seven terrorists working in teams were killed, but it was not clear whether there might be more terrorists or their accomplices still around. In its claim of responsibility, Islamic State lashed out at the countries trying to suppress its attempt to establish a caliphate in Syria and Iraq, and said France remains at the top of the list of preferred targets. On Saturday, police in Belgium arrested several people during raids in a Brussels neighborhood. The Belgium prosecutor's office says a car rented in Belgium was found near the Bataclan concert hall in Paris. In London, Prime Minister David Cameron held a meeting of his top advisors and announced that threat level was then at severe. He said this indicates that attacks are highly likely. And the White House says President Obama met with his national security team en route to the G20 summit in Turkey. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Department says an American airstrike has killed the head of the Islamic State group in Libya. Abu Nabil was an Iraqi national and an al-Qaeda operative. A Pentagon spokesman said the operation against Nabil was authorized and initiated prior to Friday night's terrorist attacks in Paris. Foreign ministers and other officials attending the talks on Syria's political future say Friday's deadly attacks in Paris have underscored the need to try to resolve Syria's crisis. Representatives for world powers, including the U.S., Russia, Iran, and the United Nations, wrapped up their second round of talks in Vienna on Saturday with a broad plan for a political transition in Syria, as well as a process that could lead to an agreement on terrorist groups in the country. Representing the U.S. in Vienna, Secretary of State John Kerry said peace will not come to Syria unless groups such as the Islamic State, also known as Daesh, are dealt with.
I want to make sure that it is absolutely crystal clear that the United States stands with France and the rest of the world in our resolve to eliminate the scourge of violent extremist groups from the face of the earth.
The 20 world powers at the Vienna talks agreed on the need to bring Syrian government and opposition representatives into the UN-mediated talks and to do it by January the 1st. They also voiced support for the establishment of credible, inclusive governance in Syria within 6 months and free and fair elections within 18 months. The attacks in Paris are expected to loom large at the G20 summit. World leaders, including President Obama, are gathered in Antalya, Turkey for the summit, which begins later today. VOA's Luis Ramirez is there.
The G20 was expected to focus largely on the issue of terrorism of the Islamic State group and of the migrant issue, but the incidents in Paris now put more pressure on President Obama at this meeting here in Antalya to come up with ways to intensify the effort to come up with a better plan. The goals had been pretty modest heading into this meeting. Of course, this was before the incidents of Friday in Paris, where his national security advisor had said that they were only expecting incremental progress in terms of coming up with a plan to eradicate ISIS in Syria and Iraq.
That is VOA's Luis Ramirez. For more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, you can go to our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.